17-year-old human rights activist Malala Yousafzai said, "Let us remember, one book, one pen, one child, and one teacher can change the world." Probably no one at the Decatur Book Festival would disagree with those words. Some 600 authors will gather for this year's festival over Labor Day weekend. Representatives announced some of their plans for the fest yesterday. WABE's Mike Johns was there and joins us now to fill us in. Welcome.
It's good to be here, Lois. Thank you so much.
So I remember a few years back, the Decatur Book Festival founder, Darren Wong, declared that Decatur was the new Brooklyn. And since Brooklyn is the literary epicenter of New York, this means Decatur
must be the literary epicenter of really the state of Georgia, probably.
No doubt. Tell us what you found out yesterday.
Well, this is the 10th annual Decatur Book Festival. It's a big round number. It's a big deal for all of them. A lot of authors are hitting the town. Last night, the Arts and Literary Press of Atlanta packed into Leon's Full Service in Decatur yesterday to find out some of the particulars of who we can expect. And as you said, there's going to be over 600. There's way too many authors to name in the few minutes that we've got today. But just some of the highlights. I mean, these are some really great names. Returning to the festival, we have Ron Rash, who is launching his latest novel, Above the Waterfall, which is about a small town sheriff who's about to retire, but he's battling daily with meth addicted locals and rural poverty in a tight-knit Appalachian town full of secrets. So he'll be talking about that. Rashonda Tate Billingsley has a new book she will be bringing to the festival, Mama's Boy, which is really sort of ripped from the headlines. It deals with it's a novel about three black youths and a white police officer who is fatally shot after a scuffle, the accused boy's heartbroken mother finding faith and courage to go on. In a lighter area, Kat Cora will be at the festival. She made history by being the first female Iron Chef on Iron Chef America. And she is actually bringing her book to, she's launching her book at the festival, a book called Cooking as Fast as I Can. It seems appropriate. Pat Conroy is going to be back at the festival this year. Atlanta chef Kevin Gillespie is going to be back. All these are favorites. Are you a fan of Christopher Moore?
You know, or maybe you don't remember, but you actually recorded my interview with him.
That's right.
A few years back, Mike's recorded many interviews, so I wouldn't expect him to remember all. But that one was for Fool, which was Christopher Moore's riff on King Lear.
Yeah.
I've read every book this man has written.
Well, You've got another one coming.
I can't wait.
He's bringing his newest work, Secondhand Souls, to the festival. It's a sequel to A Dirty Job.
I love how he's impossible to categorize because it's horror and fantasy and a whole lot of humor. Heavy on the humor. And, you know, he can be quite literary on his own. So the DBF launched a whole other, that's a very literary expression, a whole other festival within a festival 3 years ago with the advent of Art DBF. And what's going on with that this year?
Well, Art DBF is under new leadership. Taking over for founder Julie Delaquanti is Atlanta Planet's own Kimberly Harbrecht, who just happens to be in the studio with us.
Now, when you brought her up, you did not tell me why she was here. She's always welcome. This is an enormous honor, and I can't imagine a better choice. Kim, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Lois. Yeah, we're really excited to be taking this over on behalf of Atlanta Planet. Like you said, it's the third year that we're doing Art DBF, and so it all started. Art is all about storytelling, And, you know, it's character development, it's taking the audience on a journey. So there's really no better connection with the literary arts than visual and performing arts. And so we are taking that a step further this year with Art DBF. We have some really big players coming back this year. Serenbee Playhouse is bringing The Secret Garden to the stage. Synchronicity Theater will also be there. They have a version of Fancy Nancy the musical.
Oh my.
It's based on Fancy Nancy and the Mermaid Ballet. I have not read that one, now it's on my list.
Mermaids and toe shoes? That's not easy. Not easy.
Seven Stages is also going to be a really big player that we'll have at Art DBF. This year they're doing something called the Curious Literary Encounters Festival. And that is part of the National Endowment for the Arts Big Read program.
Oh, fantastic.
It's great. So they are going to have a pop-up performance from Imperial Opa Circus doing their own circus interpretation of The Great Gatsby.
This Where I have else? To see.
I was going to say, lots of colors. Okay. The big announcement each year, we'd like to think, other than Kimberly Harbeck being named Art DBF leader, is the festival's keynote address. Mike, I don't have my drum to roll, but tell us about it.
Of course, last year they earned some bragging rights by having Joyce Carol Oates open the festival. And I'm going to let Decatur Book Festival program director Philip Rafshoon do the honors.
So, for the 10th AJC Decatur Book Festival, our keynote will be a once-in-a-lifetime conversation. Two influential authors who never, ever fail to speak their minds. One is a hero to millions and changed the way we talk and write about sex. And the other represents the groundbreaking feminist voice of a new generation. Our keynote author took conventional thinking about women, marriage, and sexuality and blew it out of the water when her first novel was published in 1973. With the publication of Fear of Flying, Erica Jong became a household name and a pillar of the sexual revolution. Since then, she has written more than 20 books and has received numerous literary awards. Fear of Flying has never been out of print and has sold over 27 million copies in 42 languages.
So there you have it, Erica Jong. And she will be joined on stage in conversation with feminist author Roxane Gay.
One of my heroes. Yeah. Heroines, I guess.
She's the Roxane Gay is the author, of course, of Bad Feminist and her novel An Untamed State.
That is a brilliant pairing. So how else are they marking the 10th anniversary?
Well, executive director Darren Wong said that even, it's the 10th year, it's a significant date, he wanted to look forward instead of looking back.
Lately, there's been a lot of talk about sameness in the book business. A few years ago, there was a kerfuffle about the New York Times summer reading list, 17 titles long that somehow managed to include nothing but white writers. I don't want to get into the ways and hows of such things happen. But what I know is that we have gotten ourselves into a rut. We read books that are just like the last book we read. We are YA readers, or history readers, or poetry readers. We sign up for lists or buy things online, and they tell us the new big thing in the genre we love. But when we go to a bookstore and truly browse, we open ourselves up, we extend our range, we widen our view. We walk through the aisles and we see books that we didn't know existed the second before, but now can't live without. We are curious, and we are strange, and we are unpredictable. It is that curiosity that reminds us that we are more than the algorithms that Amazon and Apple and Google and Spotify can ever write. We play Dave Brubeck, and then we play the Sex Pistols, and then we play Bon Iver. And we read a history of the Civil War while we are reading a novel about space travel, and we take breaks in between chapters to read poems.
So in that, they're launching They're launching a campaign called Read Different, hashtag Read Different, which is what it sounds like. They're encouraging people to step out of their comfort zones and read things that they wouldn't normally read, see authors that they wouldn't normally, they don't know anything about, and to share those learning experiences through social media. So if you go on Twitter or an Instagram right now, you'll probably and follow the hashtag Read Different. You'll probably see a lot of photographs of folks in attendance at the event last night, promising to read differently. And so, like for instance, mine, I promised that I would read something other than rock documentaries.
Well, Mike, this has been great. Thank you so much. It's always such an amazing time of year when the festival is on.
Yeah, I can hardly wait for Labor Day weekend.
Lots to look forward to. Kim, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, Lois.
On being the new director of Art DBF.
I know everything, and it doesn't make any difference.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Madison.
Marion, Madam Librarian.